بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
الحمد لله معز الحق ورافعه ومذل الباطل وواضعه. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فمع الأربعين النووية والدفوري أحاديث، taking them hadith by hadith, hoping that that will qualify Jannah for us on the day of Qiyamah by memorizing them as we mentioned at the beginning of this journey, shortcut to Jannah. Today we have hadith number 10, the hadith of Imam of Al-Muhaddithin, the Imam of all Muhaddiths among Sahaba, Abdul Rahman ibn Sukhr al-Dawsi, well known as Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu, who said, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله تعالى طيب ولا يقبل إلا طيبا إن الله طيب أو إن الله تعالى طيب لا يقبل إلا طيبا وإن الله أمر المؤمنين بما أمر به المرسلين فقال يا أيها الرسل كلوا من الطيبات واعملوا صالحا وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا كلوا من طيبات ما رزقناكم ثم ذكر الرجل يطيل السفر أشعث أغبرا يمد يديه إلى السماء يقول يا رب يا رب ومطعمه حرام ومشربه حرام وملبسه حرام وغذي بالحرام فأنى يستجاب له وفي رواية فأنى يستجاب لذلك. This hadith of Sahih, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching you and me and all of us that part of what allows Allah to answer our dua, if we want our dua to be answered and responded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what could qualify your dua to be answered is eating from halal source. What you gain and obtain for yourself and your family is halal, and you also eat from halal. The job that you obtain for yourself is from halal source. And when you provide your family with whatever you provide them with, it's also halal. If you have this as part of your sunnah of life, your dua will be answered inshallah. This is the hadith of Abi Huraira, who said, Prophet ﷺ was reported to have said, Allah is tayyib and does not accept except tayyib. He only accepts from tayyib. What is tayyib? Tayyib, the person speaking Arabic will tell me tayyib means pure. If I ask, that's what they will tell me. Tayyib means good. Tayyib means nice. Tayyib means pure. Tayyib means perfect. Tayyib means that which is welcome. But tayyib, based on the language of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Imam Ibn Daqiq al-Eid said, At-tayyibu huwa al-munazzahu an al-naqaisi. At-tayyib is the one who is completely glorified. He is subhanahu wa ta'ala glorified from any sort of imperfection. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is tayyib. Imam Ibn Uthaymeen, to me, Shaykh al-Islam of 21st century said, At-tayyib huwa tayyibu al-dhat wa tayyibu al-sifat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his own that, Allah himself is perfect. Subhanahu wa ta'ala deserve to be glorified. And his sifat are also tayyib. His attributes, the way he deals with us and the way he treats his slaves, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is nothing but with perfection. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is tayyib, well deserved to be glorified. Any sort of impurity, any sort of imperfection is to be what? Away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he is tayyib and does not welcome anything except at-tayyib, that which is pure, that which is perfect. Meaning, when Allah invites you to do something, he makes sure what you do for Allah is perfect. When he asks you to donate, what you donating from your wealth is nothing but tayyib. Like Hassan al-Basri and other scholars of our ummah said, you do not donate and you do not give Allah except that which is nice and pure. They gave an example. You have old dates and you are asked to donate. Don't take from the old one and keep the nice and the neat, the welcome one to you. You keep it for yourself. Don't do that. Allah himself mentioned in Quran, وَلَا تَيَمَّمُ الْخَبِيثَ مِنْهُ تُنْفِقُونَ وَلَسْتُمْ بِآخِذِهِ إِلَّا أَن تُغْمِضُوا فِيهِ. And do not aim in terms of giving sadaqah to Allah, in terms of giving sadaqah for the pleasure of Allah, you aim to that which is not nice, and you yourself, if somebody was to give it to you, you will never take it and you will never accept it, save if your eyes are closed because you don't know. But your eyes being widely open, you will never take it. Allah said, give fi sabilillah. You open your account or your savings account, and you start pulling out from, you know, Washington, and all the Benjamin Franklins, you're keeping them on the right for yourself. You know the Benjamin I'm talking about. You only give Allah Washington. And if your iman is higher, you go to Jackson. And when it's higher, you go to Hamilton. But you never touch your own Franklins. And the day that you don't feel happy, you give, you know, what do you call them? You give Lincoln. So from dollar to $5 to 10 to 20. But Grand and Franklin is for you. That's why تَيَمَّمُ الْخَبِيثَ مِنُّ تُنْفِقُونَ. So you only give a dollar, two, five, 10, 20. But whenever you are invited to donate, you don't even want to touch in the dollar bills. Why? Because that's for your own building that you're establishing back home. Or if not back home, that's your own building that you prepare, or the wealth that you prepare, you know, to go somewhere, you know, have some nice vacation and be sitting in front of some, you know, places where it starts with actually B and end with H. You don't do stuff like that with Allah. Inna Allah ta'ala tayyibun la yaqbalu illa tayyiba. Then Prophet ﷺ said, wa inna Allah amara al-mu'minin bima amara bihi al-mursaleen. And verily, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the same thing that he commanded believers to do is the same thing he commanded the messengers to do. Ikhwani, no difference that prophets, they have some special that they do, and what they call people to is something else. No, what Allah asked prophets and messengers to do and to each form is the same thing he asked the believers. So, inna Allah amara al-mu'minina bima amara bihi al-mursaleen. And that is the proof that Imam Shawkani used, that even prophets and messengers, what they are calling others to, they themselves, they also have to what? Practice and follow. So if that is the case, what do you think of your Imam in 21st century in Jersey? Is he exception? And no, he's so unique. You know, because of the turban that he has on the top and the type of university that he graduated from and the bachelor's that he obtained from Zahar or whatever university that might be, or from Zaytun, Duha, or Sharq, or Maghrib. He's somebody unique. He only calls people and he doesn't have to do it. Therefore, when you see him doing, no, that's Sheikh. La 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 la. Sheikh mean? وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ أَمَرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ بِمَا أَمَرَ بِهِ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. What prophets, Imam al-Shawkani again, what prophets calling people to, they themselves, they're also part of it. So I shouldn't feel like I'm student of knowledge and thus I'm special. Oh, I'm the Imam, so I'm special. Oh, you know, I'm the one who donating and building masjids, therefore when it comes to masjids, at first I'm special. إِنَّ اللَّهَ أَمَرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ بِمَا أَمَرَ بِهِ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. If prophets, what they calling people to, they are also to obey and follow the code. Ain't no special student, ain't no special imam, it's no special sheikh, it's no special ustad, it's no special sheikh or sheikha or whatever. إِنَّ اللَّهَ أَمَرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ بِمَا أَمَرَ بِهِ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. So, ikhwan, we are to follow the code of this book, Quran. We are to follow the teachings of our Prophet ﷺ. Where were you when a man came to Prophet and said, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah? Sometimes after Salah, we see Mu'adh. You remember the hadith of Mu'adh? We see him after Salah, you know, he kind of moving his lips. We don't know what he says. It sounds like he said something special that he says. And when we come, we see you also moving your lips like that. You know, when we finish Salah, the dhikr, we making dhikr, right, after Salah. Not like some masajid and some people do. Salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Poof, just like porch of a rally. Like run like the masjid has some like kind of magnet. If they don't jump from the masjid, they're going to be dragged and also plunge to the earth. Therefore, after Salah, boom. He's somewhere. You're trying to find him. You don't know who actually. You kind of confused whether he is applying the hadith that Prophet said when he will be the first to be actual. أول من ينشق أو تنشق عنه الأرض أو به الأرض يوم القيامة. The first on the day of Qiyamah that the earth will be splitted and he will come out. He will say, when I come out, I will see Prophet Musa holding onto the throne of Allah. I don't know whether he was resurrected first or that which happened to him on Sa'iqah when Allah calls him, you know, to, you know, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls him on the day of Al-Liqa, what happened? He just fell. Salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi, without knowing where he was at the moment. So Prophet said, I don't know whether that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did for him as retribution of what happened on that day, or is just that I came first. So some people, you know, when you give salam, you turn, you don't know whether they gave salam first, or maybe juzu bima jazu bihi min qabl. Allahu a'lam. Ya Shaykh. So Prophet Sallam, that's not how he makes the move. So the point here is, ikhwan, he said, I saw you making some dhikr after Salah. Not after Salah, Salaam alaikum, then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leaves. No, his sister make dhikr, but in the dhikr, you moving Muslim. So I want to know, oh Prophet, the man asked, I can see that there's something special for you. Prophet Sallam said to him, the same Jannah that you're asking and you're making dhikr, that's the same Jannah I'm asking dhikr for too. So all this, ikhwan, is to substantiate the issue of saying, you know, Imam gets some special dua. If I'm in deep dejection and air of melancholy on the top of me hovering, I have to turn to the Sheikh and say, Sheikh, I need that special dua. Where is Sayyid Badawi's grave? Yeah, I'm Sayyid Badawi. Allah, that's what I'm saying. Where is قبل Sayyid Bannuni? Yeah, Basha, stanna. Allah. No, I want that special imam whose face is just like the light of Prophet Musa. Just like we have somebody recently, he said he has half of his face is actually Prophet Musa's light. People go into him. So when you go, you pay some amount of money and then he will uncover part of his face for you to see the light. Hey, and he's making money. No, no, he's not giving. If he wants to give some, I'm going to cover him a little bit. He not sharing nothing. Wallahi, ikhwan, this is really serious. He said he has, and he said that he also has some of the light from وَنَزَعَ يَدَهُ فَإِذَا هِيَ بَيْضَاءُ مُبْلَى. You know Prophet Musa, when Allah asks him, place your hand in your pocket and take it, he's going to turn what? Bayda. He said he has that also. And people seriously going to. People bringing drinks and all that kind of stuff. You know, in 2007, that was a big issue in Philadelphia. See, people bringing, with all, so the point here is, ikhwan, what Allah asks you and me to do in this deen, and what he asked us to eat from tayyib is what he asked the prophet and messenger. So that means, you know, don't be sitting and saying, mashallah, you know, I've done enough for Allah, and I've done, you know, something special for Allah, and in his masjid, you know, I'm the one installing all that kind of, you know, whatever installation. إِنَّ اللَّهَ أَمَرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ بِمَا أَمَرَ بِهِ الْمُسْلِمِ فَقَالَ يَا أَيُّهَا الرُّسُلُ. Allah said, now the proof that Prophet said what he said, because this hadith in Sahih, yes, he said, Ya ayyuha ar-rusulu kulu, this ayah 51 in Surah Al-Mu'minun. Ya ayyuha ar-rusulu kulu min at-tayyibat wa amalu salihah. You all messengers, kulu min, Ya ayyuha ar-rusulu kulu min at-tayyibat. Eat from that which is tayyibat. Tayyibat ad halal. You see, now a person of Zabiha, he has proof here. You see, kulu min at-tayyibat wa amalu salihah. And also act righteously. And then he said, another ayah, 172 in Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2. Now this is chapter 23, verse 51. Now here is giving us another ayah, chapter 2, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 172. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu kulu min tayyibat. You see, in chapter 23, he said, Ya ayyuhai, Ya ayyuhai, الرسل أحسنتم. أما هنا in آية 172 he said يا أيها الذين آمنوا كلوا من طيبات. So when he said يا أيها الرسل كلوا, he said what? من الطيبات. And here يا أيها الذين آمنوا كلوا من طيبات. So you can see the same طيبات, the same أمر for رسل is the same أمر for believers. And he asked them وعملوا صالحا. And here he asked the believers واشكروا لله. الشكر هو العمل الصالح كما قال شيخ الإسلام ابن عثيمين رحمه الله. He said الشكر, being grateful to Allah and showing your gratitude to Allah, is acting righteously in your life. So shukr is not for Allah to bless you with wealth, you take and go, you know, with three or four digits, you know, in ATM booth, you put it in your account and come out, you say Allahu Allah, alhamdulillah Allah. No, no, you have to use that for Allah's pleasure, and you have to do whatever Allah asks you to do from action. اعملوا آل داود شكرا. The action that you do. You don't have to sit and say, oh Allah, thank you, oh Allah, alhamdulillah. No, what? Your behavior, your act. Do you do, don't you don't. Stay away from refrain, isolate, stay. You, all this, you obey in Allah's command and code. This is عمل الصالح وعمل الصالحة. You see? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mention these two ayat in Quran, and Prophet put them in this hadith. ثم ذكر الرجل يطيل السفر. Then Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned a man who was actually journeying, very long journey. Now everybody, and some scholars, a lot, most of them, جماهيرهم, يطيل السفر means he was what? Journeying, traveling. He was involved in a very long trip. But do you know, there's something that Imam Ibn Daqiq al-Idi mentions, something really deep. And it's unbelievable. That's what shows that those people, they have actually, their knowledge, they had really, really deep knowledge. Yutilu Safar, in his view, and those who followed him in that opinion, Yutilu Safar does not mean he is traveling, journey, just like the journey that you and I sometimes take. No, Yutilu Safar of Ta'a. يطيل السفر في الطاعة من الصلوات والزكوات والحج وما شاكل ذلك أن يعبد الله ويتعب نفسه في الطاعة. أن يطيل السفر في الطاعة, meaning he is involved in a lot of what? Good deeds. Just like a person who is traveling involves himself or herself in a very long trip. This is what happened to this man. He is worshipping Allah for a very long time. يطيل السفر in this view, or yutilu safar, he was journeying the normal journey. Yamuddu yadayhi ila ash'atha aghbar. When you look at him, he is completely ruddy and dust and shriveled. You can sense that he is actually very involved in that long journey. You can see him actually, he is disfigured. Ash'atha aghbar. Yamuddu yadayhi ila samaa. Raising up his hands to the sky, making dua, saying, Ya Rabb, Ya Rabb. O Allah, O Allah. But see, Prophet said, Wa mat'amuhu haram. His source of bagage, ta'am, shubrumadi. In terms of what he eats, the source of his wealth is nothing but haram. Riba, nothing but rashwa, nothing but bribes, nothing but haram, here haram, there and there, selling, providing, you know, having that gas station, that's not what is wrong with it, but having all the lottery, having all the balls, having all the cigarette, have all the min bil kasri, having all the sin bil fatha, marwan, whatever, whatever, and now taking fatwa from Sanjay Gupta, halalizing all that kind of stuff, selling and running it for Muslims. Involving in haram. وَمَا الطَّعَمُ وَحَرَامُ. Food that he eats or provides for his family is haram. وَمَشْرَبُهُ حَرَامُ. Whatever he drinks, or مَطَعَمُ إِخْوَانُ does not mean the food that he only puts in front of him. Whatever he get, wherever he is actually getting the source of wealth is from haram. So when he eats, it's from that. When he drinks, it's from that. When he wears, it's also from that. What he puts on is from haram. His son asked him, you know, Daddy, I want the nice, the latest Timberland or Michael Jordan sneakers. And he is providing from haram. You know, Daddy, I want this for myself. I want this, providing from haram. She's asking her husband, he's providing haram. Or she is asked by her daughter, she's providing haram. Malbasu haram. And Prophet said, Wa ghudhiya bil haram. That person had nourished himself with haram. His nourishment is not but from haram. Then Prophet said, Fa anna yustajabu lah. Where in the world? Where will that be possible? How could that be possible for his dua, his invocation, his da'awat, and his supplication? Where in the world will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answer this type of dua? Prophet ﷺ is amazed. That means this dua will not be answered and accepted because of the haram, because his system is nothing but haram. Money haram, ta'am haram, sharab haram, malbas haram. He had completely and utterly haramized his own life. Therefore, he swims in haram, he wakes up in haram, he rides haram, he eats haram, he wears haram, he deals with haram, and he moves in haram, and he wakes up in haram, he sleeps in haram, and he yawns in haram, and he smiles with haram, and he cries with haram. So all nine but haram, 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 in course to haram. Transition to Jahannam wa bi'sa al-masir, because this could actually lead an individual, when you don't care, this could lead an individual to hellfire. And you see, Prophet said, a time will come at the end of the world, this is in different hadith other than this, a time will come a person will not actually pay mind or heed where he or she gets the income. So long as it's dollars, that's all what matters. It's money, right? That's all what I care about. What is haram or halal? That's secondary matter. That's not primary. I deal with Allah when I meet Allah. Now look, you know, sometimes you don't have to put it this way, but you know, your action, like they say, action speaks louder than what? You don't have to say it. That, you know what? No, we're in America, man. You know, that let me take that fatwa from abroad, you know. America, you know, how can he survive in 21st century without riba? You know, let's get the riba. Inna rabbaka la sari'ul iqabi wa innahu la ghafurur rahim. We get that from Surah Al-A'raf. So we can deal with that when we meet Allah. Yeah, but that's why some scholars said, part and the condition that qualifies your dua to be answered is eating from halal. That's what some scholars, but that's not true even. That's not true, but they mention it. That you have to make sure everything about you is halal, if not your dua will be. But that statement is not true. Here is Iblis. أخرني إلى يوم يبعثون أنظرني إلى يوم يبعثون قال إنك من الإيه منظرين. Allah answered his dua, and that's Iblis. And that's, you know, that's the leader of shurur. You see? And sometimes Allah will answer the da'wah of non-believer, but the action is not accepted by Allah. But the point, ikhwan, if you want to be closer to Allah, the source is to what? To get yourself together, involved in what pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let's see the benefit of this hadith number one. You can actually go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with all what He asked you to do. But when you liken something that He asked you don't, you keep on doing, that could take you away from Allah. Number one. Number two, you can use the best term and the best statement ever to ask Allah, but Allah will still deny you because you're doing something that He doesn't want. And you can qualify for yourself with dua to be answered. You can come up with all, because part of what Prophet ﷺ said is in Jami' al-Tirmidhi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is hayyun kareem, yastahyi an yarudda yada, yastahyi min abdi idha rafa'a yadahi an yaruddahuma sifra, in Jami' al-Tirmidhi, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want to see the hands of His slaves up in dua, and then He rejects both, you know, zero, without nothing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala won't do that. And also part of what qualifies your dua to be answered is the word, the statement, Ya Rabb, saying, using the word Rabb. That's why all the prophets, most of the prophets in Quran that Allah mentioned, when they make dua, they use this term, Rabb. Rabb, inni lima anzalta ilayya min khayrim faqir, Prophet Musa. Rabbana innaka atayta fir'auna wa mala'ahu zinatan wa amwalan fil hayati. Rabbana liyudullu an sabili. Rabbana tumis ala amwalihim. Prophet Musa again, Rabbi inni zalamtu nafsi faghfir li faghfara lahu innahu huwal ghafurur rahim. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna. Prophet Adam. And here is Prophet Yunus alayhi salatu wassalam, when he gets stuck, the same Rabb he said. You see, so this is what Prophet actually used a lot. Rabbana ma khalaqta hadha batila, even angels. Rabbana وَأَتِنَا مَا وَعَتَنَا عَلَى رُسُلِكَ مُفَكِّرِينَ فِي السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. So you can see this word is really, really together. وَسِعْتَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ رَحْمَةً وَعِلْمًا فَاغْفِرْ لِلَّذِينَ تَابُوا وَاتَّبَعُوا سَبِيلَكَ وَقِيمَ عَذَابَ الْجَحِيمَ. رَبَّنَا, the angels making dua. So رَبَّنَا رَبِّي, you can see it a lot. And that is one of the words, if you want Allah to answer your dua, use it. Rabbi, Rabbana. That actually shows that تُقِرُّ بِالرُّبُوبِيَّةِ لِمَالِكِ الْمُلُوكِ وَمَلِكُ الْمُلُوكِ دَيَّانِ يَوْمِ الدِّينِ اللَّهِ. So this also qualifies. But you can see this man, and also Prophet said when you travel, that also allows your dua to be answered. So you can see this man, he's traveling, that means he's qualified. Number two, he is raising his hands to Allah, so he's eligible, right? And then number three, he's saying, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabb. And number four, يَعْنِي يُقِرُّ بِالْإِنْكِسَارِ أَمَامَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. You can see how he submitted himself. But still Allah said, we denied all. And Prophet said, أَنَّا يُسْتَجَابُ لِذَلِكَ, because of some certain things that he was involved in. So, ikhwan, let's get the game tight and remember the hadith. Let's read the hadith one more time, then we close. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه وأرضاه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله تعالى طيب لا يقبل إلا طيبا وإن الله أمر المؤمنين بما أمر به المرسلين فقال يا أيها الرسل كلوا من الطيبات واعملوا صالحا وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا كلوا من طيبات ما رزقناكم ثم ذكر الرجل يطيل السفر أشعث أغبر يمد يديه إلى السماء يا رب يا رب. If you want, you can say يا رب يا رب instead of يا رب يا رب. this is in a classroom, this is not place for it. Ya Rabbu, Ya Rabbu, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabb. يمد يديه إلى السماء يقول يا رب يا رب ومطعمه حرام ومشربه حرام وملبسه حرام وغذي بالحرام فأنى يستجاب له. This is the hadith. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless all of you and keep you strong and answer your dua and allow you to be involved, and you also allow yourself to be involved in halal so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will respond when you in deep trouble. Thank you for being with us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.